to Have a Beautiful Mind, written by Edward de Bono and read by Humphrey Bauer. There is this beautiful woman at a cocktail party. She has flawless skin, elegant clothes, and a perfect figure. Surprisingly, she seems to be much on her own. People come up to her and quickly drift away. Then there is this short, balding, and mousy man. He is always surrounded by people in animated conversation with him. What is going on? You can do a great deal to make your body more beautiful. There are exercises at the gym. There are nips and tucks and liposuction and inserts. You can do much to make your face more beautiful with cosmetics and even plastic surgery. A man can have hair implants. But what about your mind? Do you make any effort at all to have a beautiful mind? Great physical beauty with a boring mind is boring. You might get attention, but you will never keep that attention. At the cocktail party, the beautiful woman had a boring mind, and the mousy man had a beautiful mind. That is why the man got more attention than the woman. So what can you do to make your mind more beautiful? You are born with a certain shape of face and body. There is only a certain amount you can do to make them more beautiful. But there is very much more that you can do to make your mind more beautiful. That is exactly what this book is about. This book tells you what to do to make your mind more beautiful. If you have natural physical beauty, it is a tragedy to waste this beauty by having a boring mind. It is like buying an expensive car and then not putting fuel in the tank. If you do not have great natural beauty, one of the things you can do to make yourself attractive is to develop a beautiful mind. As you get older, physical beauty tends to fade. But beauty of mind is independent of age and can actually increase with wisdom and experience. Many people spend a great deal of time, effort, and money to make themselves more physically beautiful. It makes sense to spend some time and effort to make your mind more beautiful. What is beauty? Beauty is something that can be appreciated by others. The beautiful mind described in this book is a mind that can be appreciated by others. It is not the mind of a person who sits in a corner and solves very complex puzzles. It is a mind that can be appreciated by others, usually through conversation. The beauty of your mind shows in your conversation. That is what this book is about. The beauty of your mind should show in your conversation. Just as people can look at your physical beauty, they can listen to the beauty of your mind. If you want to make your mind more beautiful, you can. It is not a matter of innate intelligence or great knowledge. It is how you use your mind that matters. That is exactly what this book is about. Edward de Bono.